Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. My message for today I've entitled, Nothing Wavering. Boy, I like the sound of that. We live in a world where there's so much waffling going on, wavering back and forth, lack of stability. It's comforting to know that in God's Word we have the solid rock that has never moved. It has been the same yesterday. It is the same today. It will be the same in all of our tomorrows. James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6 reads this way. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. I never claim to be a seaman of any type. One of the most enjoyable and yet threatening and frightening situations I found myself in was when I was stationed in St. Anthony, Newfoundland, Canada. It was the first Sunday that I had been on my new assignment. I was in a small boat going from St. Anthony to a small outport to hold services. I was with the pastor of the church there in St. Anthony. There were, I think, maybe two or three other men in the boat with us. It was a small boat, and as I listened to that little engine, I wondered, man, can a small engine like that take care of us in the swells of the ocean? As I looked around at the men in the boat with me, I saw that they were as relaxed as if we were on the couch in a living room somewhere. There was no wavering with them. They knew the stability that they had in their ability and in the craft. That's the same stability we need to have in the Word of God. We can trust it. And the words here that James gives us are words that we need to just imprint upon our mind. If we lack wisdom, we do not go to men, we go to God. We go to God's Word. It's not what a president may say, or the head of a university might say, or some learned person might say. It's what does God's Word say? God says it, I believe it, that's good enough for me. God will bring into our mind things that we have put in our mind that are from Him. And that's from the Word of God. Over and over and over, I impress upon people the importance of spending time in God's Word on a daily basis. Make a commitment that regardless of what happens, you will spend time in God's Word each and every day. I know that there are some that do not have their own computer. You might be listening to this and reading this on the basis of taking time to go to a library and opening up the daily devotional on a computer in a library. And you're listening right now to my words. And I just congratulate you for taking the time and the effort to listen to God speak to you. He speaks in different ways. But never, folks, never let it end there. We need to take the word and the message and the hope and the confidence that we have from God and share it with those we come in contact with. May the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, always be acceptable in His sight. He is our strength and He is our Redeemer. Heavenly Father, as we go to live for You this day, I pray that Your words might burn within us, that we might live for You in everything that we do and say, that it might be done for Your will and your work and your way and your providence that you bring across our pathway. I thank you, Lord, for giving us new life, life in Christ. It's already begun, and it will last for all eternity. We rejoice in that, and nothing wavering, we will be with you forever and ever and ever. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and become a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.